Hey, Sidoni. Sinuni, right?
Hi, Mark.
Hey.
How are you today?
You know, I'm good. I'm a little nervous. Okay, I'm a little nervous about this whole thing, and I don't know. I've never done anything like this before, and, you know, I just want you to, I just want you to know that I'm nervous, okay? I'm nervous.
Okay, sure. So why have you chosen to do a Skype session? Have you got an issue you want to work through, or you want to let go of something?
Yes. I'd like to let go of okay, so when I was younger, all right, I was raised in a very conservative household, let's call it, okay? Religious household, very conservative.
What religion?
Christianity, the Presbyterian variety.
Okay, yep.
Frozen Chosen, we used to call ourselves. But anyway, so I'm raised very conservatively, and it's for most of my almost all of my adolescence, I'm petrified of sex. In other words, it scares the bejeebers out of me because I think that, you know, I need to wait until I'm married, and so I really can't even explore it at all because I got to wait until I get married.
Okay, and did you get married?
I was married, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yep. And so now you're really into sex as a consequence?
I enjoy it quite a bit, yes. And I learned, of course, I'm divorced now, and on really good terms with the ex-wife, and the two kids are doing well, too. But I'm still kind of hung up on this thing about how afraid I was of sex early on in my life, and I don't know if there's something there that I need to let go of.
Okay, so going back to that little child, so can you see that little child of being afraid?
I can see him.
How old would he be?
He's five.
Five, okay. And can you look into his eyes?
Mm. Yes. Yes,
and
I see
what
him.
Do you see?
I see a couple of things. I see a scared little boy. And I also see some sadness. There's tears in his eyes.
Okay. And can you ask him what would make things better for him?
Okay, hang on. Okay, here's what I just got. He says that he's not sure about himself, and that he wants to be really safe. He wants to feel safe around himself and just being a little boy.
Okay, so can you ask him why he doesn't feel safe?
Okay. Yeah, he says because mommy and daddy, they just, number one, they don't talk about sex. And number two, there's very... You know, it's real strict. In other words, there's a lot of restriction. That's what is being felt.
Okay. Can you ask him why he wants to know about sex as a 5-year-old?
Okay. Well, he's not sure.
Okay, that's you not sure. Hold on a minute.
Hang on.
Just ask him.
Okay.
Why is he wanting to know sex?
Well, he wants to know how he got here.
Okay.
Yeah, he wants to know how he got here.
Okay. I'm feeling that there's something else there, Mark. Can you ask him when he first knew about sex?
At four.
Okay, and why? How did he find out about it?
Gosh. Well, there was noise coming out of a bedroom. Mm-hmm. And the door was cracked.
Okay, and what was he feeling? What was happening for him?
Scared, very, very scared. There's noise, there's noise coming, and it almost sounds like... Mom is being hurt.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. And so what's he doing right now?
He ran away from the door, and he's just really upset because he He doesn't know what's going on. He's confused, and he doesn't know, and he's scared.
Now, you as the adult, Mark, can you tell him what is going on?
Yes. What's going on, little Mark, is that mom and dad were having sex, and they were. It was a good thing. It was not an unpleasant thing. It's just the way that mom and dad got together to show each other how much they love each other.
Okay. And how is he accepting that?
You know, he's got this little smile on his face now.
Ah, nice. Okay, so can you get him to jump back into you? Like, he needs to jump into your body now, because that's the split off.
Okay.
So he's split off at that age. So can you tell him that you'll look after him as an adult when there's adult issues that he doesn't understand? He can ask you anytime, and that you're there to guide him?
Yes. Yes, he knows that now.
Okay, and can you bring him into yourself and tell me where he's decided to reside in you?
Oh, I can feel him right behind my heart.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. So, all right, take a few deep breaths now, because that's an integration that's just occurred.
Wow. Okay. I'm back.
And it'll be great. And it'll be interesting to see how you respond to sex now. You may have a whole different way of looking at it and responding to it. Yeah.
Cool.
Not
thank
from
you.
A
thank
little
you.
Child.
Yay. Thank you so much. This is really wow. Thank you so much. That's really, really cool. Hey, so I'm looking at the clock now, and we're winding down this segment in a couple of minutes, Sidonie. So first off, I want to thank you for coming on the show. That little piece you just did with me, wonderful. And I'm very, very thankful that there are people like you out there who want to help people heal. Around their sexuality, or around sex, or just around their life in general. And so thank you, number one, for being who you are and coming on the show.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, thanks. And then the second thing is, anybody you want to say hey to out there, give a shout out, we call it over here.
Sure. I'd like to thank my very supportive friend Tara, and also the amazing beings on my Facebook page, Soul Sex. They just are awesome people on that page. they support me. I don't think they have any idea how much support they give me their comments and their energy.
Awesome. Excellent.
And the message I'd like to leave on is that when you're out of balance, just come back to yourself. Come back to your center. Rather than trying to seek the answers outside, if you just come back to within. And that will balance you out. And it's really important to just keep coming back to yourself.
Wow. Thank you. That's awesome. That's a real nice thing to remember. Come back to yourself. When you're out of balance, come back to yourself. All right, and we're coming back to Little River Band. Cool Change.
Okay. So, thanks very much,
hey,
Mark.
Thank you so much, Sidonie Boucher from SoulToSoulSex.com. That's SoulToSoulSex.com. All right. We're getting ready to come right back, my friends. In just about 3 minutes, we'll be back with more. The wrap-up from the Dr. Love Mark Show. So stay with us, my friends. We'll be right back.